Hey Shannon, I'm sending back your paper with some marginal comments that are sort of sketches that I'm fleshing out with a voice memo. So my first impressions here, I think this is a really strong paper. The writing is really crisp. The voice is strong. I get a real sense about how thoughtful, reflective, and introspective, this experience has shaped you, right? Has altered you as it has so many others. And I think it's coming through on the page here. The title grabs me as I start at the top of the paper. I made a note here about the date, when you would turn it in, not a major deal at all. I think there's this sense of hope that comes through, which I think is an important part of this piece and underpinning of this essay. A little context with setting up who your peers are for this in the introduction, but you move into this thesis, which I think is really sharp, is complex, and helps us understand what you're trying to get at here. I think you're making a lot of great statements. I'm looking at page 2. I just didn't realize until I read what she had written. I don't feel as much myself living with my parents because my independence has been reverted back to when I was in high school. It's interesting, not that you might know this, but so many students have, sort of found this to be true. And I, this is a little parenthetical, but as I sit here thinking about my students, thinking about you guys, I can't help but feel sympathy, right? I mean, I'm 1,000 years old, and when I go home to see my mother, I too feel like I'm back in high school. So, I mean, I'm sympathetic, I'm empathetic here. And I think that's a point that crosses around, through our class and probably through most universities. I really think you're getting into a great place here at the end of that paragraph where you're talking about, not having easy answers, which is, I think, is one of the big things to be dealing with. You're talking about career path, et cetera. But, I think there's this other way in which living with uncertainty is kind of, a sense of an understanding of that is a sense of maturity, which is, really coming through here. I think you're working with these texts together pretty well. You're bringing in Gussie here, and there's this. I wonder about if there's a sense of perspective that has emerged from looking at a text from about 100 years ago or not, if that's sort of shaping how you're thinking about things. You're digging back, or you're bringing in Parker here, or West, really. I think there's this way in which you're wrapping your life as a text sort of around some of these ideas. I think the best paragraph, the most sort of like impactful paragraph here in this essay is on page 4, where you're doing a great Barclays move, helping to, situate yourself within these two different texts in your own life as a text, which is, is really sharp, right? And leaves a lasting impression, particularly as we move through the essay. I think the other comment I would make that's maybe a little more critical here has to do with this civic virtue, which I think there's a sort of aspirational idea about that, though it comes in towards the end and it's a little bit out of the blue. Highlighting that or surfacing that at the beginning would be something that would sharpen this just a bit. But, I think overall a really strong essay, a great finish to this semester, really thoughtful. So I hope wherever you are, you're doing well and you're staying safe. Take care.